Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory-smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
My body is just making large chunks of brown, green fucking soup and shooting out of every hole in my body at this point.
Take it easy.
My butt's making hot brown. My fucking face is making cold green.
Yeah, God.
This is really bad. Oh my God, I took such a hot shit this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
God. Did it all get in the toilet, or did you sprinkle some on top like a nice ice cream dessert?
No.
That was my dad moment. I was just about to strangle both of you. That's wonderful. Are we all recording and ready to go?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I just wish my body could expel the poison in me.
All right, that's Marcus. I'm Ben with us as always. Look at you. Jesus Christ.
Oh, last legs, Henry Zebrowski.
You feel like you're on him, huh?
Yeah, if you got something to say to me that you were afraid to say before, just do it now, because I got about a month left. So, yeah, just put it in there. Anything you got to just, anything you
I've always
get
loved
me
you,
do,
Henry.
Don't do this. Not
I've
from you.
I've always been in
not
love
from
with you.
That is an insinuating thing from for other people.
Other
not
people.
From you.
Not
other
from
people.
Me. Fantastic. Marcus. Jesus. Okay, so Marcus, we're going to, on today's episode, we're going to do a little creepypasta. It's going to be sprinkled throughout a whole series of different things. Marcus, Start it off with a good story.
All right, I'll start it off. This story is called Pendulum.
Now, what's important again, well, like we did the last creepypasta episode.
Ooh, turn off the light.
Ooh.
Now, hopefully, I imagine if you're a fan of this show, you're alone in your house right now.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah,
or imagine it. It's a reality.
In an alley somewhere, or you're listening to your car as you're about to drive it up through the doors of a post office.
Your cat's in the back seat telling you to do it.
But again,
do it.
With all creepypasta episodes, just fucking sit back.
Relax.
Spark a fucking J to your dome.
That's right. If you don't have a joint, get your bong out. Get your one-hitter out.
Hit your bong.
Snort some turpentine.
Yeah.
Snort turpentine.
Do some huffing.
Okay.
Pour a big, thick glass of whiskey. Pop a Xanax. All right?
I'm fairly
Enjoy
certain.
Yourself.
Yeah. This is right. How, I think that's exactly how Heath Ledger died.
What?
Heath.
Oh, I thought he died. I thought that was like a massage thing.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Start us off, Marcus.
All right. The story is called Pendulum. Ever since I was young, I remember hearing the sound at Grandma's old farmhouse. Mom would put me to sleep in the upstairs room and slip downstairs to sleep with my father, leaving me and my brother alone in the upstairs room. An hour or so after we'd been put to bed, a scratching noise could be heard above our heads in the attic every night. It was slow, like a pendulum, back and forth. It'd sweep across the ceiling, at times skittering faster before fading back to a slow scratch. At first we were scared, as children are apt to do, but we learned to live with it, and it comforted us in some strange way. It was kind of like white noise, and it helped us sleep. Well, I'm a grown man now. Grandma passed away some years ago. As we were cleaning out her house, Mom and I found ourselves in the attic. We were clearing out some old boxes and stuff when I came to the middle of the wooden floor. Although years of dust had covered them, there were still visible scratches in the wood. I laughingly remarked to my mother about hearing a scratching noise when I used to sleep in the room below, and my mom's face drained of color. She gently took me by the shoulders and told me the story about how her grandfather, the father of my grandmother, had lost his job in the Great Depression and could barely afford to feed his family. He came home one night and hung himself in the attic with a horse bridle. Apparently, he regretted this decision because he struggled to gain his footing near the inn by flailing his feet. His heavy boots had gouged the wood where he had hung himself.
Ooh.
And it happens again every single day. Somebody does this. Somebody's grandpa gets sick of the horse life.
Can't deal with these goddamn horses.
And he fucking strings himself up like a bunch of mistletoe. But the thing
everyone loves it. No kissing under those.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet trees,
that
though.
Is bad luck.
That's right.
Okay, if you see a dead body and your first thing that your impulse is to just to be like,
you.
All right, give me a kiss.
kissy.
You're John Wayne Gacy.
You are John Wayne Gacy.
This is when you're going to kill yourself, when you're going to hang yourself, make sure you made the right decision.
Yeah.
That's
really
awful.
Weigh your options.
You got to go with shotgun blast in the face.
So we're going to mix up. We're going to mix up some creepypasta with some real life horror stuff.
That's
really going on. Another thing I want to say that this whole story even reminds me of. What happened in Holden McNeely's apartment, the Lizard King from Roundtable.
Of course.
Where you live as well,
that's
Ben
correct.
Kissel. 656 Metropolitan, Brooklyn, New York. Is that inappropriate?
No. I'm more than happy.
Well, there's a lot of apartments in that building.
Yes. Uh-huh.
There we go.
1B.
No!
I'm just saying.
It's fine. It doesn't
matter.
It
could be any apartment.
Matter.
That's a lie. That
was it a
lie?
I don't know. I didn't react like it was true.
I think we may have talked about it here on the cast before about how there was a ghost in your apartment building because they said, you know, the old lady, the grandmother who had died.
There was an elderly lady that died in my roommate Kep's bedroom. And I didn't actually hear about this haunting story.
Yes, and basically they said that because the landlord's daughter said that she would see this entity like walk from the halls, and isn't that just
Holden when he's blackout drunk walking the halls looking for dates?
Yes,
her grandmother was a horse.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
And then also the same story about in the basement of your apartment, these twins that lived there for forever.
Right,
and there's a thing about twins as well. We're talking about how. Ghosts are trapped energy,
right?
Twins, especially after, like, these were two ladies that lived together for years and years and years and years.
Are they double the flavor, double the energy?
No. No, they were dour.
Okay.
Mean twins.
Ooh,
but
evil.
No, but there's something about that connection that creates it's a psychic connection. Like,
right.
Twins are, because you shared a pussy hole, you are for 9 months.
They finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, they finish each other's.
So, like, do guys that do a lot of gangbangs finish each other's sentences as well?
No.
Okay.
Unless they've been doing it for years and years and years.
Okay.
And years
on the
years
same
years.
Woman.
Yes. In the same. I did watch a pornography film where two guys put two penises into one vagina, and I thought it was disgusting.
I'm trying to tell a scary
on.
Story here.
I know it. I'm just saying what I saw. Okay,
I'm just
go.
Saying it's fine.
No, that's what haunts me. Okay, go.
That's fine. These twins, apparently, they lived in this, they lived in his basement apartment, and they were always kind of seen around the neighborhood, and then essentially they just stopped coming out. They just lived in there. People would bring them food and stuff, and they just stayed there, and it had finally just been a number of years before anyone had seen these twins come out, and
very chubby at this point.
No, they, I mean...
You can do calculus in your own home.
Okay. You can do whatever
especially
you
want. Especially with a partner.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
Easier to work
but
out.
But you get basically, they had to do maintenance. There was like a leak going on into the basement. And so they go into the apartment. This is all from your landlord's daughter. And they're both dead. And they had been in there for years and years.
They died.
Right? They had been dead for like a good 3 years in there.
Jesus Christ.
And they found the one twin was in the chair with a blanket over. She'd been making this blanket, and she must have died of a heart attack in the chair.
Right.
And then the other one was in the bathroom.
Work.
Yeah, but the other one was in the bathroom, in the bathtub, totally just... liquid flesh with a skeleton in this bathtub.
Yeah.
And they basically, like, determined that they must have died within 7 minutes or, like, something's like 7 to 10 minutes of each other.
Wow.
When they died, and that they tried to rent out that apartment, but people saw the twins in the apartment, and then they just closed it down. No one rents that place anymore.
I love it.
Wow.
I hate it. That's amazing. Was it a murder-suicide situation?
No, they just died. You have a psychic. It's what people talk about when you've been married for 50 years
sure.
and you die, and
right.
then the other one just dies like that.
Right.
But, you know, but I know for a fact that if I'm married for 50 years, I'm not dying.
You're not going to die when
I'm
your
living.
Wife dies?
No, I'm going to live it up.
You're gonna
bachelor.
You got a bucket list.
You're a bachelor. You got the widow excuse?
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's a good one.
Knocking pussy around when you're 75.
I don't know if you want to go knocking it around. I think you're going to be running into it blindly and wobbling down the
help
street.
Help me, help
yeah,
me.
You
how
all
do I masturbate?
Yeah, you lost your center of gravity.
So what's the next
there.
Full, what's the real horror thing we were going to discuss next?
I just want to know how you're going to pick up girls when you're 75 after your wife died. I would like, hey,
flash my green.
You're going to flash your green. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the next thing we were going to talk about is normal porn for normal people.
Yes. Why don't you take the stage, Marcus? This is your favorite thing.
I love this so much.
This is a website called Normal Porn for Normal People.
It's yeah. None of those things.
Yes.
And Normal Porn for Normal People, they're their tagline.
Real.
It's real. You can look up this website. It's the tagline is a website dedicated to the eradication of abnormal sexuality. And the guy who started this thing named Richard Van Buren, Dr. Richard Van Buren, there's a quote that says, "Your God can't help you within my walls, but rest assured you shall be on your knees."
Interesting.
Scary. Hello.
And there is
a real website.
It's a real website. Yeah. And there's three videos on there right now. They're called clean.avi, shack.avi, and impression.avi. Clean is just you hear this weird noise in the background like a kid.
Yeah.
And then it's the camera's coming down the stairs, opens the door to a bathroom, and there's a guy in a tie sitting on the toilet with a blindfold on, and then he just gets up and licks a sink for about 6 minutes.
I almost wish we didn't have to describe it. I wish we could just show people the video.
I know.
It's a cleaning service I would get behind.
Yeah. And the other one, shack.avi, is a woman. It's a fucking horrible... little room that's in fucking complete
also looks
shambles.
Very similar to my apartment.
Very similar.
Yes.
And they pan over and they're playing old radio footage from World War II. And
like,
suddenly,
and they storm the beaches.
Yeah,
and they storm the riverbanks. It's very creepy.
It is creepy.
And then it shows a woman who's sitting in a chair. She's got on a white mask, like kind of a mime type mask, and she has a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a plate. On her lap, and
creepiest
she's wearing,
of all the sandwiches.
She's like wearing an
definitely put a banana on there.
I'll get to that in a
fest.
Bit. I'll get to why peanut butter and jelly is the creepiest of all sandwiches.
Oh, no.
And she just kind of tries eating the sandwich through this mask as a tiny mouth hole. Can't do it.
Why can't she do it?
Because
she didn't try hard enough.
Yeah, she didn't think about eating it.
And she shreds this sandwich, and that goes on for about 6 minutes. And then at the end, there's just a guy standing there with the same white mask, and he's got no shirt on. He's very burly, very
buff,
beefy, a beefy man, very hairy. Has probably about the same amount of body hair that Henry here does.
Yeah,
which is to say, too much.
You know, you mean right amount. It's like I'm covered in chocolate shavings.
Something like.
But this is not the first iteration of this site.
No, and that's where this is a true story of what this website is. And again, I would recommend we're describing these things, but do yourself a favor and wait until everyone in your place is asleep and watch it. It's like we just watched it and goofed at it for like 4 minutes.
I wasn't goofing at it.
Just
I was.
But it's like, but we. We watched it. We're like in this daylight, and we're fucking chuckling around. We're funny guys.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, but I say you do it at 4 a.m. after a couple of schlitzes.
Schlitzes,
you know,
only,
and a couple of yellow jackets.
Yeah,
you know,
good.
Enjoy yourself. Get yourself creeped out.
All right. So
it is
what,
very, very creepy.
Yeah. What the tale of the website is, the original website, is there's this guy, the guy that, you know, tells the story. This is a kind of also creepypasta, but not quite.
It is. It's one of those like threefold. I like to take it as, I wouldn't even label it as creepypasta because then it's not creepy. You just think about it. This shit does exist on the internet.
Absolutely.
For real.
Absolutely.
Like this may be a fabricated version of it. I mean, I'll put the YouTube links to the, I don't know if you've ever seen the Chechenian woman. Those like she's got like 59,000 videos. I forgot her name. It's like Retla. It's Retleh.
59,000.
Yes, and it's these videos of her, and it's real that are like 30 seconds a piece of her just going like, come on, like speaking in like nonsense.
I believe her.
All right, so this guy
great tits though.
Got a random. This guy got a random email, and the email is all lowercase, and it's just said, "Hi there. Found this site, is very nice, thought you might like. normalpornfornormalpeople.com. Pass it on for the good of mankind.
I just feel like you could have made it creepier by not calling it normal porn for normal people. You could have called it anything. You could have called it like, you know, turbo,
link
turbo
my
gag.
Sink. Yeah. Lick my sink clean.
Lick right. my slink clean. My Lick. Sink clean, monkey man.
Oh, hello.
And so the guy goes to the website, goes to normalpornfornormalpeople.com, and he fucks around on it for a while. Mostly it's just like these long rambling rants, but he starts clicking on links here and there, and he's about to say, fuck this, I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. And he clicks, he finds an index of all of these videos. And
yeah.
it's just like a white, it's you know what index screens look like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's just all these videos, and he clicks on one called Peanut AVI.
Ooh,
it was
okay.
a 30-minute video of a man, a woman, and a dog in a kitchen. The woman would make a peanut butter sandwich, and the man would set it down for the dog to eat. This was all that happened for 30 minutes. It was obvious that the cameraman had to stop filming and wait until the dog was ready to eat again, and the dog seemed rather sick by the end of the video.
A lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Henry was the dog.
My question is, I just think they didn't have a very large budget.
I guess not.
You know, and you can't. Yeah. It's like, okay. They're like, no. It's like, well, the director said there's a. It's got to be a ham sandwich. A ham, because the ham, because
no.
the ham is like
it.
Sheets of pussy meat. And he's like, no. You're getting the fucking peanut butter.
Ham
that's
is
what it's
sheets
gonna be.
Of pussy meat.
Yeah. That's what he's trying to say. He's like, that's my vision. I'm just saying that if I were to
have a pussy meat sandwich, lettuce, onions, tomatoes, and mustard,
yeah. ham coming up.
Thank you.
So this guy, he's like, all right, I'm intrigued. I'm going to start watch the rest of these videos. Here's some descriptions of some of the videos he saw.
Can we just really quick with this story, why is this one creepy? I can't put my finger on. The woman makes a sandwich, hands it to the man. He puts it on the floor. A dog eats it. It is creepy, but why?
It's because you put the name of it, you call it porn. You call it porn, so the idea is that what you're trying to do here is that you're watching this, imagining that people are watching this masturbating.
Right, right. That's a good point, yeah.
Which is true. Because
somebody is, right?
Somebody is.
Yeah.
All right. So here's one called Jimbo.avi.
That's right. The sexualization of it is really the creepiest part.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-minute video of an obese mime performing his act. It was actually pretty funny, particularly one part where he pretends to pull up a chair, then pretends that it breaks due to his weight. In the last 30
classic.
Seconds of the video, the camera cuts to static briefly and cuts back to the man sobbing quietly, still wearing the mime outfit and makeup.
Accurate.
That sounds like my life.
Yeah, exactly. That's not even close to creepy. That's just an accurate
That's just what comedians do every night. You make people laugh with your personal foibles, and you sit and cry.
Yeah. I don't think they laughed enough.
Oh, I'm so fat, and that's the only thing they like about me.
It's the perfect portrayal of an American actor.
Here's Diana.avi. A 4-minute video in which the cameraman talks to a woman in a room different from the interview room. Interview room was somewhere that, you know, they would just show videos of people talking, because a lot of them were just kind of bullshitty. Like, there wasn't a whole lot going on. But this is a different one. This room looks like one you'd find in a normal person's house. Exactly where they are is never specified, as Diana only talks about her violin playing.
Ooh.
She obviously plays her violin, but she keeps getting distracted by something. I didn't notice this until someone on the image board thread pointed it out, but if you look at the mirror in the background, you can see a fat man in a chicken mask masturbating.
Which is always, it's always the fly in the ointment.
Isn't it?
You know what I mean? I hate when I'm trying to do something important or trying to talk to somebody, and you got a fucking chicken man over there.
Checking off his sweet fucking cock.
This is one of my favorites right here. This is called stumps.avi.
Good one.
It's a 5-minute long video where a man with no legs is attempting to break dance on a Dance Dance Revolution mat.
Fuck yes! I just want
to
see
this.
It gets so much better in what looks like the kitchen from Peanut AVI, but much dirtier. There's a radio playing music unseen in the background, but it stops at the 4-minute mark when the man collapses on the mat in exhaustion.
You want it, baby, you got it.
He breathes heavily and pleads with someone off-screen to let him rest. This off-screen person becomes terrifyingly enraged and yells at him to keep dancing, which he does.
Keep dancing, fat boy, keep dancing.
That's what happens when you sign that contract.
That's the thing.
You can hear this person off-screen person begin to scream as the video ends abruptly. Now, the last video, this is
another
one,
perfect, accurate depiction of an actor in New York.
Dance!
Dance, monkey man!
These old people went to Ripley Greer. They all went to Ripley Greer Studios and auditioned for
Right. The other fat people that just weren't able to get there. Oh,
yeah, just like, there's something
about
them.
The rejects for this project.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
And now this last one. This is the most famous one, and I have tried for days to find this video, but it's nowhere to be found. And
if you can't find it, no one can.
Have you asked on X?
On X?
On 4chan?
No, I haven't.
You should ask to see if we can get the AVIs.
That really is the most 4chan thing you've ever said.
Did you did you go on ask X and ask him?
Fucking ask somebody?
Yeah.
Sauce, please. Yeah.
So the last one and the most famous one, like I was saying, it's called useless.avi.
Okay.
And this is the one that I want to see so bad.
I can guess what this
is
about.
I can taste
your life.
It. I want to see it so bad.
It's just a comedian. It's useless. It's just a comedian applying for a job.
Right.
All
right.
So in this 18-minute video.
Do you have Arby's experience?
A blonde woman from one of the previous interview videos is tied down to a mattress in the interview room.
Oh
she
my.
Attempts to scream, but her mouth is taped over. After 7 minutes, a man in a black suit and mask opens the door but does not enter. He holds the door open for the animal that was running in the hall in the previous video. There was another video that I didn't cover in which you just see an animal run past.
What
there's
kind
an
of
open
animal
door.
Are we talking here?
And you'll find out.
Okay.
And there's an animal run past. You can't really see what it is.
It's just like nine pugs.
That would be adorable. It's a pug parade. I love the pugs. Shut up, parade. Pug parade. Gonna go down to the pug parade. That's where you find all the pugs.
It's revealed to be an adult chimpanzee.
Oh adorable.
No.
Its hair is shaved and its entire body is painted red.
Interesting.
It seems to be
very
starved
rude.
And abused with several wounds along its shoulders and back.
Oh, God.
When the chimp enters
bad.
The room, the masked man closes the door behind it. The chimpanzee sniffs the air for a moment. It may have been blind. And notices the woman tied to the mattress. It goes into a frenzy and begins to maul her. This assault goes on for a grueling 7 minutes until the woman finally dies. The chimp eats flesh from her corpse for 4 minutes, and the video ends.
So all of the rest of them. So all the rest of them are incredibly weak
compared to that.
And then that one is just the monkey beats a woman to death.
Yeah. An abused monkey, totally shaven, painted red, eats a woman.
I'm going to say it's going to be hard to find that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
and
real,
I think if you look
hard.
At it, you might get arrested. It
yeah.
seems like an overall snuff film.
I'm going to say that video doesn't exist.
Mm. I'm going to say it too. I do believe it exists, though.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say
I mean, there's a form of
yeah.
it. Well, you know, you could go onto the Tor web, T-O-R, the deep web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you had to get
it was supposedly on some gore sites for a little while, but taken down.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's utterly disturbing.
Don't do those gore websites.
This is a chimpanzee, right?
Yeah.
See, if you're going to get eaten by an animal, at least a chimpanzee, they know how to kill quick.
Well, it took 7 minutes.
Yeah,
but that's relatively.
Quick.
Imagine
no,
if it was
quick.
A small coyote.
7 minutes of just fucking pounding on somebody's head. Yeah, you'll kill them.
Yeah,
so you would rather
minutes.
Have a bear enter the room when you're tied up? And
no, I'd rather just be the guy behind the camera.
Well,
that's
yeah,
why
if you had
movies.
A choice. Right, it's about movie making. That's true.
It's about magic.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's about movie
I just,
magic.
Again, it's just to reiterate, like what humans are capable of is so sinister and horrifying.
That's right.
And
yeah.
it is all on the internet.
Yeah.
It is all on the internet. You
yeah.
can see all of it.
I
see the best of
the
it and the worst of it.
That I have seen on B. Oh, God.
Yes.
And it's traumatized.
I spend at least a couple hours a day on B because for one of the shows that we do here at the Creek, I have to I have to find weird pictures to show on the. On
I mean,
the
you don't have to, but it's
he
turned
does
into
it, yeah.
turned into a thing it, that you have to do.
This,
of
is
course.
For,
exactly.
this is for Midnight Run.
For Midnight Run, yeah.
Which Henry and I just did last Saturday, and Marcus had a wonderful portfolio of dancing butts.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I want to thank you for those chips.
Really
yeah,
great.
I found those on. If you spend a lot of time on B, they show up at least 4 times in every thread.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
what's
no,
the first
but,
3 words that come to your head as soon as you get on B, usually?
As soon as that, the first 3 words, gore, lolly, and faggot.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. You would put those on the 4chan flag.
Yeah.
Like if you made a 4chan flag.
Actually, there's
the don't tread on me
there's
for
one
4chan.
Other word that comes to mind, which I will not say.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you
yes.
know what I'm talking about.
I don't know
about.
What that one is.
Yeah. It's the
Nancy.
Only, it's the only word.
Right, we're going to take it easy.
It's the only word that I can't say.
Yes.
If that tells
I love
you
it.
Something.
Okay, you were saying.
But yeah, so these I have to spend a lot of time looking for these pictures, going through a lot of shit, and man, the
it's
things
intense.
It's really it can get really really intense.
Can you ever forget those things?
The one thing the way I look at it is that I've seen so much of it that it all
blurs together.
It all blurs together. Right. That's how I look at the horrors of the world, is that I see so much and read about and watch so much shit that's so awful that it doesn't like nothing registers anymore.
Well, it's all just kind of a bunch of shadow
images. I mean,
you're making
yourself a sociopath.
No.
No, not at all. No. I like to think about philosophy. I'm serious.
That's what I think about most.
Everyone thinks I'm a psychopath, but I'm really trying to further myself intellectually.
But you I just like extreme thoughts.
So
I like extreme things.
Film.
You
yeah,
know?
I agree.
But these people are... There's just, again, I will always argue this. So it's like, I don't think it makes you a sociopath. It's just like...
I agree.
Because we're not making it.
Yeah,
we're not making it. You're absorbing it, and I think you do have to know the beast that you're trying to fight, which is a human being and social existence in this situation, and you have to know what you're up against when you step out the fucking front door every
morning. Yeah, because guess what? One in five dudes are making these movies.
One in five?
One in five.
Oh, man. And they all got to making these movies after they smoked weed.
One in five people. One in five people.
Weed is the gateway drug
to being
a snuff film director.
Have been involved in a movie in which a woman has been beaten to death by a chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone loves them.
I say you haven't lived until you've seen a picture of a man who's had his head cut off and his penis and balls cut off, and the penis is shoved into his neck hole, sticking straight up, and the balls are in his mouth.
I didn't see that one, but I saw a guy.
I mean, I can't disagree with it, though. Like, yeah, you kind of haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was looking at this great, what did I do today? Oh, this alien abduction thing. I'm not going to get into
the alien abduction. We'll get into it. Should I read one of these creepypastas?
Let's do some creepypastas.
Yes. All right, this one's called The Shady Grove. And, all right, so let me just start it out there with the little words here. On
just
the
start it out.
I'm going to try to read. I don't do well at it.
I know.
All right.
But I'm with you,
Ben. Do it with some gravitas.
I believe in you.
Just do it with some gravitas. All right. On the outskirts of a town called Pottsboro, there's a place called the Shady Grove. The only people that remember anything notable about it are all in their 70s or 80s, and almost all of them refuse to speak about it. There are a few, however, that will break their vow of silence and tell of the horrendous events that happened there. They spoke to me about how they had seen what hell truly looked like and how soon they would pay for what they've done. During the 1960s, a cult had formed in town. They had taken to sacrificing people to summon their master, who their leader had claimed would banish the filth from the earth and begin a time of true peace. The only catch was they had to sacrifice only female children, but only if they were deemed impure after a night with the leader. I would assume they would be after the night. After he had collected about 10 little girls, he told them the day of judgment was upon them and to prepare for the circle about 5 miles around town, outside of town. That night at 3 a.m., they began to ritual by covering the girls in the blood of pigs and cutting the children's arms and legs about 1 to 2 inches apart from each previous cut. The next part was to cover the bodies in oil and light it. There we go. After this step, their bodies burst into blue flames, and from the flame came a woman with eyes as black as coal and skin as white as snow. The woman walked straight at the leader while saying something in an unintelligible language, and he instantly burst into flames. After that, the group I was interviewing told me they blacked it all out, only to find themselves in their beds with a ticket in their hands that had the word hell stamped on it. The group told me that if anyone attempted to enter the circle where the ritual took place, they would wake up instantly, have an intense vision of themselves burning alive, and then pass out and wake up in their beds holding the ticket to hell.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow. I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, this is a fake, it's obviously a fake story, but it's actually very similar
to the Polar Express. Tom Hanks. It is, yes. Hanks the star of this feature?
No, it's a similar the story of the documentary of Paradise Lost.
Memphis 3.
The Memphis 3. These guys.
Memphis 3.
Yeah,
Jesus
these,
Christ.
You know, the goth
guys.
Kids
I
that
feel
were
for
fucking.
So hard.
It's really
psycho
sad
that put them in prison.
But someone did do this heinous murder of a 9-year-old boy.
Next door to them that was a known pedophile, mm-hmm. but we won't get into this.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that's what happens when you hang out with retards.
They flip on you. They were idiots, and everyone wanted to make up the story.
One of them was actually retarded.
Yeah.
One of them was retarded. They flipped him because he had no grasp on reality
of what he was doing.
So you just plug in the words, and then he regurgitates them. And you fucking get yourself a conviction.
Absolutely. Yeah. But as I've been reading more and more about ritual and stuff like that, it's like, as a true Satanist, you would never do something like this. But there are people that pervert that message and this idea that this is the way you do something.
So what Pat Robertson is to Christianity is what
these people are to Satanism. This shit happens all over the country. There was a whole surge in the 80s and 90s. I mean, like, a lot of it got kind of mixed up in, like, pop psychology of, like, you know, repressed memory.
Sure.
But it's true. Like, little kids are, you know, sex rings exist all over the world.
By the way, I'm reading a book right now called The Franklin Cover-Up. That's all about this. It centers on like these supposed satanic ritual abuse cases, and this shit goes all the way up to the top. Like we're talking Warren Buffett is involved.
Oh yeah,
We're talking. George H.W. Bush is involved, and I'm getting more and more into it. Like I'm kind of starting to see this really weird shit, like these ritual abuse circles where they have like they bring these kids, and it's all foster care kids and adopted kids.
And I think that people use the real information to sort of twist it to sort of a conspiratorial thing. Like you want to say it's a part of, you know, like George W. Bush is there a part of the satanic
ritual.
Well,
this isn't written really by a crackpot. This is written by a senator who was like
not a crackpot.
It was Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska though, so a bit of a crackpot.
I mean a bit of a crackpot. But still, I mean he was a Nebraska guy. We'll do this in a future episode. I just started, but it's fantastic. But the next thing that we're going to talk about, Henry, you have this subject.
Yes.
And something that I learned in this book works into that. Did you know that the crime is reported to the FBI except one, missing children cases.
Yes.
Missing person cases.
It's very interesting. Are we doing that? Or are we doing the East Area?
No. You know what? I feel like we're on the level now of children. I did watch Child of Rage last night.
Yes, Children of Rage is
great. Documentary about this killer gal who turned out to be relatively successful. But yeah, Henry came in office today. It was a wonderful situation.
All right. So basically, we were like looking at. I was looking for some sort of like true horror stories and, you know, various. The way it always goes, it's like, you know, I'll start researching a topic and then all of a sudden it branches out into like four other things. And this is the story of a man named David Politis wrote this book called Missing 411, where he wrote three books because of how much material he ended up finding mm-hmm. in his research, right? Which is the massive unreported amounts of missing person cases and unsolved missing person
usually
cases.
Usually children
that come out of our national park system, right? Now, of course, you got a lot of
the national
resistance.
Park's also missing one chimpanzee, but I think he went to do the movies.
Absolutely. Yeah, we heard he's a star in Hollywood.
He's a star in the movies, yes.
But he, I can only imagine. He's a regular Renee Zellweger.
Isn't that nice? I love her.
The story of the chimp is like the exact same story as the small town girl who goes to Hollywood.
Right.
The girl that was in the
horrible porn.
Yeah. It's
the same thing as the chimpanzee. He eventually ends up in a room shaved, painted red, and starving.
Yeah. Tommy Wiseau is there.
Right, exactly.
Monkey, do better.
Yes.
Monkey, do better. He got a lot of resistance from the National Park Services, where it's like he basically was kind of like stumbled upon that. This guy said himself, and he's like, you should look into like the amount of like, these missing person stories that go on in our national park system. And he's just like, okay. So the first thing he just calls the national park system, and he's just basically just saying, hey, do you guys have like, You guys have like a list of right. like the people that go missing over each year, and I just kind of want to like take a look at it and kind of see like what the circumstances are and blah blah blah. And they're like, no, we don't have those lists. And he's like, you don't have the list?
You would think you would keep a list.
Yeah,
and it's an important piece
all
of information.
These incredibly detailed, weird disappearances that happen. You know, it's like, and a couple examples are like, because like park rangers. Like, they just do this thing. What you do is that if something happens out in the forest, you have to call in these FBI teams. They come in, and they look at all the evidence, and then they right. issue a report, and then something happens. So, story after story after story. And he said the main thing that was really weird is that this is, like, one example is a perfect example of, like, literally hundreds of cases that are like right. this, where it'll be... It'll, like, one case will start where it's like...
And these are virtual carbon copies of each case.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it happens thousands of times every year. Like, a four-year-old, like a baby,
yeah.
is, like, on a camping trip, like, family camping
Why
trip.
Why are you
like
taking babies on camping trips?
Really weird to do in the first place.
Babies
it's like
love
taking
camping.
Them to a movie. If you didn't take them to a movie, then we would have had one less victim in the Aurora shooting. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring them to Batman.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
MK Ultra. but he... so, this, like, you have these kids, right?
4 years old, immobile.
Yeah. I mean, they're just you know. They're just like, you know, they're just getting to be mobile.
Right.
You know, disappear in the night, you know, or it'll be like.
They wander off.
Literally like there was like one story of a guy was fishing with his son and like literally went to go do the thing, turn around, and he's gone. That classic story of like, right. I would just turn around for a fucking second and he's gone,
yeah.
you know. But normally that happens in a city street and some molester has taken the child to his van and he's fucking punishing them. For all of the sins of humankind.
That's right.
And so we...
God, I did not want to look in your eyes when you said that
sentence.
Was
really horrifying.
That was scary, yeah.
So you have these kids go missing, and, like, one thing is, like, they'll get the dogs out. Like, once the missing person thing comes out, the dogs will come out, and, like, one thing that happens all the time is that these dogs will have a really hard time finding the scent, and then will just...
Which seems
Sit
bizarre
down.
Because there must be the scent of the baby all over the family. Like, the family's like, this is its clothes.
Yes.
You
yes.
have the scent.
The baby's fucking smell.
The dog has yeah. all the evidence in the world.
Absolutely. So they're like, but then stuff will happen like, you'll see this.
But the dog is like a Columbo or like a monk.
Yeah.
Scott, he's just like.
Wop now, wop now. That's just me doing Rain Man.
I think that was good.
Gotta get what you want. Wapna.
About 100 missing person cases. About 100.
About 100.
He's a weird dog, but he's our dog.
but you'll find, like, they'll get a trail, and then it will lead through this fucking insane uphill brush. Like, it'll go through this stuff where it's like, you know, it's ludicrous that these kids were to even be missing. It's just like yeah. why this? How could this kid even
right.
fucking physically do this? And like
you would
a lot of
to
times,
see the kid like very close by. Even if it was a coyote that ate the kid,
it would
the coyote
be
wouldn't be that far away.
Because the yeah. big thing is that the reason why they don't find these people is that the National Wildlife people and the Forest Park system they create these criteria for like how you're searching. These are experts at like, and that's what they do is like search and rescue people,
right?
And they depending on the type of person, build hiking experience and all this stuff, they build these like circles of areas that you would search for someone. And the reason why these cases go unreported is because you would never even think to look for them in
it's
these
that
areas.
Physically
that
implausible.
It is utterly impossible, right?
Right.
And unless they're taken, right? And then you look and the path will lead to some fucking river, or it'll lead to like some impasse. And then it was like one time, and then like one of the famous cases that they were like, they then dam the so then like if it leads to a river, they're like, well, he drowned, and then
yeah,
if
right.
they, or then they'll be like, well. Then you'll have some enterprising park ranger who's like, let's dam the river and look for a body.
Right.
Dam the river. And it's like one case. They dam the river. Look for a body. Didn't find anything. And then finally, and then one park ranger is like, I'm just going to fucking just look over there on
right.
the other side of the river.
He was just going to smoke some weed.
Like,
he's
God
like, no,
knows.
I'm just gonna get on out of here.
But he literally was like, I'm just going to look. And then they find this body, right? They find the body on the other side of the river.
And we're talking about a three-year-old boy here?
Like, four-year-old boy.
Yeah. Okay. And how big is this river? What are we talking? It's not a stream.
Like, an impassable river.
It's huge.
In the
yeah.
middle of winter. It's just like,
if you were on a horse,
You would not try.
Even a horse would not be able to travel
and
that way.
And there's kids.
Wow,
lying
this is
here.
Serious.
And the thing that is similar in all of the cases is that their pants are down. They don't, and their shoes are gone. And that
were the
like,
pants on? Just down?
Down. Or another case was pants folded, like next to them. Another case was pants inside out, as if the bodies were to, and that like. One was, they didn't even find a body. They didn't find a, like, one, you know, they just found a pair of pants with socks balled up, shoved inside the pants. Socks were filled with tiny bones from, like, feet bones. Wow. And one case where it's like, and they found one broken tibia inside the pant leg, right?
Wow.
And then.
Tibia is arm bone, correct?
I don't
or a
know.
Leg bone.
What's it connected to? If you tell me what it's connected to, I'll be able to tell you where
it's
it
the
is.
Tibia, the tibia and the fibia, those are the two arm bones that you have in your
yes.
forearm.
Okay. And then, you know, no backpack, no clothes, no anything. And then you like, and then the, what they do is like, well, he was eaten by a bear. And then they, what you do then is that you look for all the bear shit that you can find mm-hmm. in a circle radius.
Yeah, look
and
for
you
like look a sponge has, t-shirt or something.
Yes, you look to see if it has cloth or like, or human remains in the stool samples,
right.
And there's nothing there, and they're just like, "What the fuck?" Like, so it's like, and this happens thousands and thousands and thousands of times every year. These kids,
and
adults,
it's miles and miles away from where they were camping.
It's just very. I mean, it's like God knows what the story is. You know what right. I mean? In terms of like what?
But now you were saying earlier though. Also, there are certain places in national parks where there's just a fence, and then the U.S. government is like, "This is not for you to come in.
It
this is for
like,
research."
This is where it gets into crackpot area, but it's very fucking interesting. Yeah. Where national park systems, and this is where this guy kind of brought it up too, and it led to this other thing called Project Open Mind, which is just like.
This
kind
is
of
how
insane.
You fuck a 15-year-old girl
yeah,
once again.
But mm-hmm. the idea is that a lot of this national park land mass and all national park stuff is that they'll have testing facilities.
Yeah,
like you'll have a big barren part of it that it's like literally, yeah, you'll walk through the forest to a piece of time and it's not on the map.
Right.
Like you just go through a piece of time and then you'll come to a chain link fence and it'll be like restricted area. Like, we will use lethal force if you come through this area,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And it'll just be like, and so there's a large group on the internet that is now believing that these people are abducted for the use in testing for various, like, mind control experiments and all this stuff. And that these are people that are led to the testing facilities using fucking, like, sonar or, like, radio
oh, God knows.
Frequencies
yeah.
and, like, using all this stuff. And it's like...
Or just
I mean,
a bear. They train the bear to go get the kids.
I don't know what's true or not. It just
oh, good bear. We're never gonna put you in the movies, bear.
You're scared.
You
just
see where the chimpanzee came from. It was just a failure.
Bears are there like driving a car around. Like it's like, well, we taught the bear how to use the car.
There were easier ways
good
to go
work,
about
Johnson.
This. But that is interesting stuff.
It's just very. It's just again. It's just. It's God knows what. You know. Who knows? Who knows what is real or what is wrong? But it's just. There are just so many ways to die. Yeah.
Isn't that something? Well, and that is true.
Let's do one more creepypasta.
Yeah, and I want to show the. I want to do the.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that after this.
This is a weird one. This is for my diary. I'm lying in what appears to be a hospital bed with my legs and chest strapped down. It's been about 4 hours or so since I woke up, and I don't remember how I got here or anything that happened since a week ago when I fell asleep holding my girlfriend. Mm. I know it's been a week because my phone and watch both say the same date. I managed to reach my phone and hold it up enough to type this, but I'm not sure anyone will get this message. Yeah, I wrote this on my phone. There's white walls on every side of me. I can make a light out on the roof, but it's off. The only light aside from my phone is coming from the screen suspended above me. It's horrible, but my eyes won't close or look away for longer than a few minutes, just enough to slowly type this. The screen shows another white room, but this one's upright. In the middle of the screen, I can see it. I'm not sure what it is, but it's not human. Its shape is humanoid. Mm. But it's definitely not human. Its skin is gray, pale beyond belief, and its hair is pitch black, hanging down messily and covering half its face. I've been lying here in silence since I awoke. My throat is dry, but I know I'm capable of sound. However, my mouth won't open and my voice won't sound. My fingers don't make a sound on the touchscreen. All I've heard is my own breathing getting shallower and shallower. I might not have long left. I opened my mouth to take a deep breath and the screen above me moved. It hadn't moved until I opened my mouth, but now it's standing there with its mouth held open. A bit of darkness, the shadows themselves seem to ooze from. Just like mine, its mouth stopped. I can hear it. Not from the screen, but from anywhere. Everywhere. It's whispering to me. Not in its own voice, but every one I've ever heard. Every voice I've ever known. I can't make out any words that make coherent sentences, but it knows my name. I shook my head and clenched my teeth to try and block it out. And as I stared up at the screen, it mimicked me, looking right into the camera. Its mouth was open with horrible, pointed teeth grinning at me. I could see its eyes. If I can even call them eyes. They shine like light, but it isn't light, it's darkness, an area void of light, looking straight into the camera at me. A tear rolls down my cheek, sideways, down its, and another one rolls down its face. It's not a tear of water, but something black. Why can't I close my eyes? I couldn't take it anymore. I started screaming, convulsing under my restraints. What happened stopped me dead after a moment. It didn't shake. I took a step closer to the camera. It wasn't screaming either. It's laughing through the gap in its jagged, pure white teeth. The voices all laugh as one, and tears pour down both its face and mine. At the top of my lungs, I scream as I shake, desperate to get free, to escape this hellish torment. As my eyes focus on the screen, I see that it's gone. A fear of relief slides down my cheek. Next to my ear, I hear a sizzling noise and black smoke drifting up. I lift up my gaze, finally free of the hypnotic screen, and the tears start silently again. It's standing over me. Tears of darkness drop down my face while the darkness of its eyes and mouth spreads.
Every 13-year-old girl's, you know...
True fantasy?
Yeah.
Is that Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Is it Robert Pattinson?
Is that Robert Pattinson? Yeah. That's intense stuff. I feel like I go to sleep like that every night. That's very nice.
It's kind of comforting to know somebody's there.
Right. And they're sad, yeah. too, like mm-hmm. you, and they understand you.
They're crying.
You know why you're sad.
He's crying.
He is crying. He's holding you.
He's just got a job to do.
That's not
He's
got
to be the creepmeister of the Shadow Realm.
Yeah. Comfort yeah. you ever so nicely.
Mm-hmm. So let's just go into this last bit, right?
Yeah.
This last bit is something that is entirely real and entirely terrifying. There was a period in time, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker mm-hmm. of fame.
Los Angeles, California.
California.
Oh, interesting.
That's a California accent, actually.
Oh, is it?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to Los Angeles, California.
Well, I'm excited to
It sounds oddly like your Irish accent.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like when you
or
say,
I'm 30.
Yeah. I'm 30. 35.
Throw me one of those free Jamaican.
35 years old. I'm from Los Angeles, California. But Richard Ramirez.
Yeah.
Wonderful fella.
The Night Stalker. Who, as you know, his modus operandi is that he would break into people's homes and stay there while they were gone. He liked couples, and he would wait for couples to come home and then go to sleep while he would stay there in your house.
A bit of a squatter.
Right? Mm-hmm. And wait until you're deeply, deeply asleep and then put a gun to your boyfriend's head and then rape you. I'm talking to the women here.
Yeah, if you're a woman, that's right. Yep.
And then kill both of you.
Yeah, the most, really, I think more terrifying, you know, Ed Gein, he picks people up from the outside. Or, I mean, John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
He'll pick you up when you're walking down the street, your own way.
You
Jeffrey
don't know
Dimer,
that
he'll
you're,
pick you up, you know.
You know when you're done when you're going into John Wayne Gacy's basement. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right. You know
when
you're
you
done.
Walk into Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment, you're done. You know what I mean? Like, you're in
Ramirez the is the only one that I can think of that went to your home.
Yeah.
Hung out
BTK.
In your...
BTK no, did the same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. BTK did. But he did not, like, hide out in there.
Yeah. No.
But no, you're right.
He's
BTK
possibly
did
the most intense...
I hate BTK.
Yes.
I'm talking about Richard Ramirez.
Yeah. Richard Ramirez, which is the ultimate nightmare, because you just don't know he broke in.
You don't know he broke in.
I wonder when I hear cases like this, how long does it take him to come?
Ramirez?
Because obviously it's a sex thing with him. Like, do you think?
I bet you he's so worked up by the time that he fucking does the deed that he probably comes in seconds.
I imagine he comes instantly and then shoots them.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3-pronged chump.
Yeah. It's just bizarre.
And then, no, but he's not that worked up. Is that I think that he gets into it. It's like two pumps. He squirts and he's like, no, why can't I fuck better? I wish I could fuck better.
So you think like an Extend or a Viagra, something that would make him, you know, have I think a little that bit more stopped a lot of lasting quality.
Because yeah. we all feel that shame after we come. Like, you know, you come and immediately you feel bad about yourself.
Not me. I always keep a bowl of confetti next to the bed. And
yeah, I'm always just happy I can still do it.
Hilarious.
But that is it's terrifying, though. You get home from work. You figure it's 5 o'clock at night. It's Monday. You're going to have the guys
over.
Watch
Chinese
Monday Night
food.
Football.
And you literally, and it's the same thing. And it's like,
you
yeah.
live your life. You go to sleep at midnight. And then he comes out of the closet.
Yeah, because he's been there the entire time.
Mm-hmm. That is happens, so fucking scary.
And it happens a lot. So, So there was a period
Are you
of
making
time
a pizza or are you a serial killer?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
So
similar sound.
There was a series of crimes that happened when the Night Stalker came out and this happened. There were a series of crimes in the East Sacramento area
yes.
that were basically blamed on him. They were mm-hmm. like, well, it was the same modus operandi. He's mm-hmm. doing this thing. And then it wasn't
Two
until a couple of years
modus
later.
Modus operandi so far this
yes,
episode.
Yes,
I
yes,
just
yes.
made it three.
Yes. But they found that the DNA didn't actually link up.
Oh, it didn't.
In fact, no.
Oh, I thought that it did.
Yeah. So, no, this is a totally different guy.
This is a different guy
oh.
who committed a larger number of crimes than Night Stalker did.
Mm-hmm.
He was never caught. He is still. He's
might
still
be
around.
In your home right,
right
now.
What year was Night Stalker? That's 70s, right?
No, it was I want to say 88.
You imagine how old this guy would be now? He just has like a walker and he's like with an oxygen tank.
Man, I want to fuck.
Just like in their closet.
Man, I'm going to get this one. Mm.
And they call this guy the original Night Stalker.
The original Night Stalker. The East Area Rapist. Yeah. That's what they called him for a long time. And but what he used to do, Richard Ramirez was more of an impulse killer. BTK would stake him out. And yep. what they would notice is that the couples of this would happen to is that the... They would come, and their house would be fucked up. Their house would get broken
was
in several
all
times.
Was it couples, or
yes.
did the man just happen to
he
be
started,
there sometimes?
They said that he started with single women and then moved to couples.
So
right?
it was a purposeful decision to go to a place to horrify the man and the woman.
Well, yes, it was all about the torture. But what he started doing, the last number of his victims.
It's risky. Two yes. against one.
Yeah.
I mean, you got yes. the gun, but.
It's all thrill. It's all power.
Yeah.
But he.
Next thing you know, he's breaking into Bukkake scenes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get them all held captive.
That's a great that would
captive,
be,
captive.
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 But now he, so what he started doing, though, towards the end is that he would call and leave threatening voicemails on their answering machines before the murder would actually happen. And what we have here is a copy of one of the actual voicemails that he used to leave. So, it's kind of like if you know like Morgan Freeman and you get him to leave a voicemail on
yeah,
your phone.
Yeah, this is very exciting, yeah.
Why don't you just roll that beautiful bean footage?
What the fuck was with that music? Was that
he's just watching a television show?
Oh wow!
Oh,
did you notice there was like a rhythm to it, like "Gonna kill you, gonna kill you"?
No,
all right.
God,
it's really scary in the headphones.
That's how you summon the devil. I mean, that's like oh.
But
Christ.
I mean, in the end, yeah, and he has never been caught. So
yeah, so he's still out there. You might be in your house right
Sacramento.
Now. All right.
Look out your window.
Yeah. Look in your closet. Look in your bathroom. And
every time.
You're not
in. Is he there now?
Look in it now. But
is
then
he there
he's
now?
In the other room.
Maybe he's there in 2 hours. Set your alarm for every 2 hours night. Wake up at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., and 6 a.m. Make a sweep of your house. Then you can go back to sleep for
but
about
this
an
reminds
hour
me
half.
Of the same story. I think we said it before about the you know, criminals case your house. And there was one example of a young lady that we are various acquaintances with. Basically, she walked out of her house. She had ordered Chinese food. She walked out of her house to go pick out the Chinese food and walked slightly around the corner and met him on the corner, walked back into her house, and fucking dudes were trashing her apartment and taking stuff out of it. And it's like, and it happened that fast. It just, boom, they're watching
That's
it.
That's right.
Boom.
Be prepared. Be aware. Mm-hmm. Stay alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Close this out with that thing for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I know we're going to close out. We're going to do a couple of deep cuts from Charles Manson's favorite album.
We have a nice sing-along thing to
do. Well, you didn't pull it up on my computer.
That's fine. Just play it. We'll just add it afterwards as a thing. It's much more upbeat, isn't it?
All right.
You guys enjoy yourself. Listen to some Chucky Manson. This is real. This is him singing some songs.
That's one. And, that's Henry Zebrowski.
Horrible.
That's Marcus
Parks. He's
such
a bad musician.
He's so bad. But the thing is that if you had just given him a record deal. Right?
Little known fact, Guns N' Roses covered one of Charlie Manson's songs on the Spaghetti Incident.
But as far as I'm concerned, if Kesha can get a record deal, right, then Charles Manson should.
It was a harder time back then.
It's true. There was a lot more quality music.
And he knew the Beach Boys. He had connections.
Yeah, I think he scared the Beach Boys. That's what it sounded like. He was just like,
"We're friends, right, man. Right? We're friends.
Yeah, sure, Charlie.
We're friends, right?
Stop yelling, Charlie.
Get a deal for me, then."
All right, guys. Magustalations.
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 Check your closets.
Yeah, check every room that you're not in.
Nah. There's a time for living. The time keeps on flying. Think you're loving, baby, and all you're doing is crying. Can you feel? Ah, the feeling's real. Look at your game, girl. Look at your game, girl. What a mad delusion. Living in that confusion. Frustration and doubt. Can you ever live without the game? The sad, sad game. Love's not enough. If on you can't be true, you can tell those lies, baby, but you're only fooling you. Can you feel? Are those feelings real? Look at your game, girl. Oh, look at your game, girl. If on you can't feel, and the feelings ain't real, then you better stop trying, or you're gonna play crying. Stop trying, or you're gonna play crying. That's the game. Sad, sad game.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Imagine, you're at an exclusive party. Across the crowded room, you spot the most stunning man. You spit take your champagne. He keeps approaching, and then he says,
"Your spray tanning session is now complete."
What just happened? You found your escape at Palm Beach Tan. Break from the chaos at a Palm Beach Tan near you and leave rejuvenated. Take time for yourself at Palm Beach Tan and take that feeling with you wherever you go. Get up to $25 off your first month. Featuring Australian Gold. Hot guy not included.